Your overall thoughts on this team getting to the state tournament?
Well, you know, there was, I believe that these kids, you know, they haven't been this far before. You know, I think there was a little thought in there that, you know, oh, here we go again. We're going to go down the zone and we're going to maybe not get as far as we can. But, you know, they jumped over the wall finally. You know, I'm very proud of these guys that, you know, they've had a lot of history of not getting to state, and they finally made it, you know, and they're fired up. We had a practice last night that was a great practice. I mean, we were laughing, joking, we were loose, and that's the way we need to be to go to that state tournament.
What do you think has been the difference this year compared, you know, to what these guys have experienced, whether it's their high school career or whether it's in the summertime? What's the biggest difference, you think?
I think the biggest difference is that we are playing as a team. We, you know, I bring a little different philosophy when it comes to baseball. You know, I go out and let these guys play. You know, there's just, you know, they know how to do the game. They know all the, you know, they know their techniques. They know everything that they need to do. It's just I just let them go out there and play, and we have fun and we joke around, and we play hard. You know, we want to win and we want to go as far as we can, and I think that's the biggest difference. These guys have played together. They're playing as a team. They know each other real well. We've been on a lot of tournaments that, you know, we have to be together, you know, and just that camaraderie really helps when you're facing some good challenges.
What does it mean for these guys that have been together so long? How does that help? You just mentioned continuity and the camaraderie with these guys, but the fact is, a lot of these guys played high school ball together.
Yeah, it's just, you know, that's why I like to bring these 19-year-olds in, because they've been playing for 4 or 5 years. You know, they know how I do things, and they teach these younger guys right away that this is how we play ball, this is how we do things, and we go out and win. You know, it's you know, I tell these guys that it's a, you know, that being part of the Finney County Blues is a special team. You know, it takes hard work to get on it, and when you get here, you have to play hard, or, you know, you're not going to come out and win some ball games. So it's been really nice with these older guys. I've got 7 older guys, and they've been really good models, role models for these younger guys, and that's just how we need to keep going.
You've told me time and time again about consistency, and we saw that really in the zone tournament, where you guys were down, you were able to come back because you were consistent. You did things at the plate.
Yeah.
You didn't make errors. How important is that now as you get into the state tournament?
Well, now you're facing teams that have gotten there by playing consistent, and they're the teams that can hurt you if you do make a mistake. So, you know, it's I still think that we're going to be a little tight going into that, and you know, it's nice to see. I've been talking about consistency all summer, and when we play that way, we are hard to beat, and hopefully we can keep going on that, because we're going to need to play our best ball if we want to come out of that state tournament as champions.
All right, looking forward to a team like Emporia. Have you seen them before? What do you know about them?
We played Emporia during the spring baseball. We run ruled them during spring, and I don't know if it's the same team. I just looked up in the Emporia Gazette and had a write up about their players. So I'm going to go back and look at my scorebook and look at my pitching chart to see if those are the same players. If they're the same players, then I've got a book on them. And, you know, but they've been playing real good. From what the paper said, they're on a 4-game winning streak. They just got done beating Ottawa. And they didn't have to play a zone because there wasn't another team in there. So they got into state. They got it with a bye. So they're going to be well rested. You know, they're going to have their top pitchers ready. So, you know, we've got to I'm just going to do a little book work here the next couple of days and see if I can get some paper on them. And we'll go from there.
All right, lastly, what's the approach now? You mentioned consistency and everything else, and this is the top-tier talent, because obviously the winner of this tournament heads to the regionals, but what's the approach for you and your guys this week?
The approach is to score a lot and score early. You know, the same approach as in Dodge. We've got to get on top of these guys. We've got to knock out that starting pitcher. It's very important that our starting pitchers go a lot of innings, because we play every day. And if you get knocked out or you get that your first pitcher knocked out, I mean, you got to use more pitchers. So we got to score early. We got to knock their pitcher out. We got to get ahead. And we know how to play when we're ahead this year. We've been doing really well of keeping that lead. So, you know, we just want to get out on top and make them make mistakes.
Coach, congratulations on making the state tournament.
All right, Mike, thank you.